Welcome to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast, the podcast for ambitious mujeres who are committed to building a business, career, and life they love. I am Master Coach Wendy Amara, and I'm going to teach you the mindset tools and strategy that will help you stay in consistent action so you can build it. Let's get started. Hello, powerful mujeres. So exciting to be here again with you guys on the Yes Mujer Build It podcast. We are going to talk about being the creator. Yes, what does that mean? Being in creator energy means you deciding you're going to create what you want, as opposed to looking outside of yourself for the answers to figure out what you want. Creator energy is actually coming from you being the deciding factor, you being the one who figures out from inside you, the inside job part, right? You being the one who figures out what you want to create and how you're going to create it. So I'm talking to anyone out there who is wanting to manifest something new in your life, wanting to finish a particular project, who has an idea that you want to come forth in the world. Let me tell you how that idea is actually going to happen in the world is by you getting into creation mode. Yes, as opposed to consumer mode, which is where a lot of us spend our time. So I'm going to share with you guys what my experience has been in my business in being in consumer mode, which I think at the beginning of launching my business, a lot of my time was spent being a consumer, consuming things, versus the shift that I've now made into creator mode and the ebb and flow that I noticed between the two, because it's been really helpful for me to shift from thinking of myself as a consumer, somebody who takes in information, consumes information, and really shifting into someone who creates things from scratch, creates things from a blank canvas. And this is a way of being shift, right? But there's actually some strategies we can talk about too. So I'm going to give you some practical ways in which you can step into creator mode. Okay, let's start by talking about consumer versus creator. Let's talk about being a consumer. We live in a society where we are being taught every day that we should be consuming, consuming, consuming more and more every day. We are in a consumerism type of culture, right? Same goes for business. In fact, if you're starting a business, there'll be a million things people are trying to sell you. They're trying to sell you how to get your legal paperwork together, how to get your business-oriented paperwork together, how to get the correct, you know, system for your taxes, right? Or how to keep track of your expenses, all of that. Plus, there's a bunch of mindset products that actually also help you figure out how to sell, how to get people to follow you on Instagram, right? Consumerism, consumerism, meaning the answer is outside of me. So what does it mean to be a consumer? A consumer is somebody who sits and receives information, insight, a product that is going to change their life, right? A consumer is somebody who's out in the world looking for, where is the answer? Where is the answer out there? Who has the correct five-step process that I need to follow? Who has the correct thingamajig that I'm looking to buy? It's almost like a puzzle piece that you're looking for, that you're trying to complete your puzzle and you're like, okay, where's that puzzle piece? Where is that piece of information or data or product or system that I need to complete? I used to see this all the time with my ADHD clients back when I was doing more ADHD coaching, where they would constantly be asking me for, yeah, but what's the newest like project management system? And they kept looking for, what is the system that is going to help me manage my life, right? And some clients would jump from like Asana to Trello to like a million other project management systems, and they had the same results with all of them, which is they wouldn't actually follow through with any of them. Sometimes I would suggest, let's just use something simple, like a piece of paper and a pen to keep track of your top three goals. Let's just start with something very simple, as opposed to the answer being in the system. What they started to discover after a while is that the answer was not in the system, but the answer was actually in their own awareness and in how they used the system, right? The system, the thing they had bought into was not the actual thing. It was their relationship to the system, their ability to tap into commitment, their ability to tap into their own self-discipline, their ability to stick with the system, even when the system felt uncomfortable or they had to learn something new. That's where the work lies. So what they inevitably found, my ADHD clients, is that, oh, there isn't a perfect fit to-do list system or project management system or time management system. No, it's really about what's going on inside of you. Your relationship with you is what makes the biggest difference. It's not the system. It's not the puzzle piece. It's how are you willing to mold into this other part of the puzzle that you're actually creating inside yourself. Yeah, this is where the creator part comes in. That's why a lot of my ADHD clients actually started to make a shift from thinking the answers were outside of them to starting to be introspective, to starting to look at themselves into, oh, the answers are actually in me and how I self-manage. That is the shift from going from a consumer ideology, a consumer attitude to, oh, I'm creating the answers. I'm finding them within me and I'm the creator of the thing that's going to work for me. The thing that's going to work for me is not some product system that's outside of me. The thing that's going to work for me is a relationship with myself. The product, the thing outside of me is just a thing like a car that can get me from point A to point B, but it's me driving the car that actually gets me from point A to point B. The car itself is not as important as my ability to drive it. Yes, you are the creator of your life and you're the creator of your business. Now, here's why this conversation is really important, especially for women of color. Or especially for first gen. This is an important conversation because as first generation students, first generation in our families to have a business, no one has come before us. We are the first. And oftentimes the first to buy a house, the first to get to grad school, the first to whatever. And if we're not the very first, we're one of the generation of the first, right? Maybe our cousin graduated before us, but we're like the third in our family to graduate from college. So there's not that many examples of what has happened before us. We are literally like pioneers. We are forging our own path. There is no clear path that's been created in front of us, with the exception of our parents brought us here to the US, and that is a path. Right? So they did create kind of an opening to a path. But from there on, it's about you forging that path ahead. Here's the download that I got a while back from my ancestors, actually, from my indigenous Mayan ancestors, that reminded me, one, we are built with exploration in our DNA. We are courageous people who have built things that seemed impossible. We are people who have created things. We come from a generation of people who have created things. In fact, most of our human DNA is tied to creation. This consumerism thing, taking in things that other people have created, consumerism is really a modern day phenomenon, right? And definitely the way it's consumed us in the US. It's become like a tenfold. It's like exponentially grown. Everything is about consumerism all the time. I mean, I find myself, even when I'm in the car, I can't just sit and be silent. I have to be listening to a podcast or listening to music. And inevitably, there'll be some sort of advertisement for something at some point, right? And there I go back into this consumerism space. Yeah. The opposite of consumerism is creation. You create it. You build it. You figure it out with your innovation, because no one has really come before you. And even if somebody has come before you, even if like there's another lawyer in your family and you're not the first one, chances are you are the first doing it in the way in which you're doing it, for sure. You are the first of you to do whatever the thing is that you're doing. So there's not going to be a perfect puzzle piece that's going to fit, because there's not hundreds and thousands of you. Take this very seriously, guys, especially when you're looking for that puzzle piece, you're looking for that project management system, or you're looking for that exact right fit. You're probably not going to find it. And you're probably not going to find it because you maybe are the person who gets to create that or create the version for you that's going to fit your life. I mean, this is why I became a coach and why I specifically started coaching women of color, because I didn't find the kind of coaching that I was looking for out in the world. Now, this was 20 years ago before there were so many coaches in the world, but still, even with the world of coaching now, no one's going to do it exactly my way, right? So in my business, the biggest shift for me that has really led to more creativity, more webinars I've done, more insight into my business, has been the shift from consumer mindset. I'm going to receive information, products, things that will help me, to creator mindset. I'm creating a bunch of things. I'm creating the next program. I'm creating the webinar. I'm designing what I want to coach on. I'm in this dance with my clients, this ebb and flow with my clients of organically creating with them during a coaching call, which is super exciting. Actually, when I stopped to think about it and I started to look at where am I not in consumer mode? Because really think about it. How many hours a day are you in consumer mode? Anytime you're buying anything, anytime you're thinking about buying something, anytime you're in the process of buying something, you're in consumer mode. Even if you're not yet purchasing the thing, but you're considering it, you're talking about it, right? I know a lot of people right now are talking about summer plans. Where are they going to go? They're making decisions about excursions and family vacations and that kind of thing. That's all consumerism. Is that interesting? We spend a lot of time in consumerism. When I started to think about, when am I in creation mode? When am I just creating and not consuming for the sake of like taking information just for its sake, right? I started to shift into realizing that during my coaching calls, I tend to be in creator mode. I'm creating something in a dance with the client. I'm creating a set of tools that will support them, but I'm shifting those tools to fit the particular person I'm talking to or the group of people I'm coaching. So I'm in this dance with it constantly. It isn't like an exact puzzle piece. And I'm like, oh, I have the perfect tool that's going to work for all of you. I'm always tweaking it a little bit to fit the audience. And therefore, I'm asking questions. I'm actively listening. And it feels like by the end of that hour session, we've created something together. It's not a one-way street where they just ask a question. I say, here you go. Here's the fit. It's more of a, ooh, okay, I'm going to shift a little bit this way and this way. This person needs a little bit more ADHD coaching, or this person needs a little bit more focus work, or this person needs to be a little more heart-centered and get out of her head and more into her heart, whatever it is. That dance happens organically in this creation mode that I step into when I'm coaching. This is the value of shifting from consumerism. I'm here to get something. I'm here to create something, to shifting into creator mode, because in creator mode, that's where your intuition comes in. That's where everything opens up for you in terms of availability of imagination. That's where more creativity flows. That's where you actually start to get insights. Yes, that's the place that we need to spend more time in. We need to spend more time as business owners, but even as professionals in our regular life. How often are you sitting down with a blank piece of paper and saying, I'm going to create something. Now, it doesn't have to be artistic. It doesn't have to be a piece of music. It can be anything, anything that you want to create. The point is to go into that part of your brain that lets go of time and space, that lets go of any boundaries and just goes into possibility. Possibility. If I wanted to create something at a scratch, what would I want to create? And here's where it becomes really important, the type of questions that you ask yourself, right? Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed that I find so amazing about where we're at now with social media is this idea of creators, right? Are you a creator? Are you a digital creator? And that is a type of creation. Yes. As business owners, even if we have businesses that are brick and mortar, we still are creators of that business. We are still in this creative dance with the business. And that's really important. It's really important for the CEO to dip into that creativity as often as you can. Maybe you can't always, but one of the things I find as CEOs is we're constantly solving problems. I mean, that's what we do as CEOs. I am the chief solver of open circles, meaning things that haven't been closed yet that need to get closed, right? Things that need to be completed, tasks that need to be completed, right? The loops that are open. I'm the closer of those loops. And therefore, the problem solver oftentimes. And that takes creativity too. Problem solving definitely, definitely takes creativity. It takes shifting from I'm just here to consume and check off things off my list to, oh, I'm here to be part of the creation, creator mode, creation of the solution, right? Creation of the program, creation of the next webinar or next iteration of whatever it is. And there's excitement when it comes to that. I remember as a kid spending so much time in creativity. You know, there was creativity at school. There were moments where your teacher would give you just a blank sheet of paper and some crayons and you could draw whatever you wanted. I remember having moments in music class where, because I played piano, where our teacher would just say, play whatever you want. And I could be creative with music, right? I remember in my teens and 20s going to dance clubs. I recently went to one again, guys, in my 40s. Yes. Shout out to one of my dear friends who we snuck into a, not really snuck in, but we paid. Actually, we didn't pay because we got there so early. That's a sign of we're really old, right? But we were both craving to dance because there's a freedom in dancing, right? Where you're just inventing it as you're out in the dance floor. There's no freaking choreography. It's just the song, and the song takes you and does whatever it does with you in your body, and you follow that. That is creator mode. How often are you in creator mode? How often do you allow yourself the freedom to just create with no boundaries? This is your reminder that where the success in your business and in your life and in your career lies is in the creator path. I'm 100% clear. My business has completely transformed once I started to let go of this idea that I was a consumer of things. In fact, even my relationship to my coach and my coaches in the past. In the past, I used to come into a mastermind or a program and say, okay, what am I going to get out of this? Ooh. Now I ask myself the question, okay, what am I going to create out of this opportunity? That's the difference between being a consumer, somebody who's just here to get something, and a creator, somebody who's here to actually be in the dance, in the flow of creation, using intuition, using your gut instinct, using imagination, using innovation, all of that, using all of those tools that are at your disposal, by the way, always tapping into all of that flow energy to create something new, especially if what you want hasn't actually been manifested yet. And it probably hasn't, because that's why you're listening to this podcast, right? There's something you want that hasn't been manifested yet. So it's something new that you get to create. Question for the week. Are you spending a lot of time in consumerism? And where in your life are you spending time in creation mode? And why do you think it's valuable for you and your brain and the people around you? Why is it valuable for you to spend time in creator mode? That is my gift to you this week, that question. Let me know what your answer is, and I will catch you on the next episode of Yes, Mujer, Build It.
This is your reminder, Mujer, that you can absolutely build it. You can build the business that you want. You can build the career that you want. You can build yourself into the person that makes all of that happen. And it requires learning how to manage your human brain, learning how to dance with your emotion, and learning how to stay in consistent action, which is exactly what I teach in Inspired Action, my group coaching program. Join us today for accountability, support, community, entrepreneurship, strategy, and actually learning how to implement the mindset tools that I talk about here. Go to wendyamara.com and click on Inspired Action to learn more. You can also follow me on Instagram at wendyamara to stay up to date on my latest offerings. Don't forget, Mujer, that if you really want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. So come take action with us. We get in the water every single week. I'll see you on the next Yes, Mujer, Build It.